It's Wednesday, February 16th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 8 years ago, Islamic militants abducted 300 schoolgirls from the Chibok area of Borno State, Nigeria. Since then, Christians in the region have faced over 100 attacks. A Boko Haram offshoot, called the Islamic State's West Africa Province, has carried out many of these attacks. Last month, Muslim militants killed 4 Christians, kidnapped 22 girls, and burned down a church. Last year, Nigeria led the world in Christian murders. Local residents told Morningstar News that the attacks will not stop them from serving God. One gutsy Christian said, quote, "These attacks on us by Muslim terrorists will never stop us from worshiping the Lord, because the Christ in us is not the church buildings they destroy," end quote. Romans 12, verse 5 says, "We, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another." A British medical doctor is challenging a ruling that biblical sex distinctions are not worthy of respect. In 2018, the UK's Department for Work and Pensions fired Dr. David McAreth because he refused to identify potential clients by their misguided, opposite gender pronouns. In 2019, McAreth took his case to the Employment Appeal Tribunal, which ruled his beliefs were, quote, "incompatible with human dignity," end quote. McAreth said his faith is essential to his practice of medicine.
We must stand up for freedom for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as a Christian doctor, I believe it makes me a better doctor to be a Christian and a doctor. I need freedom of conscience in order to practice medicine.
Aaron Jackson won gold for the U.S. this week in the 500-meter speed skating event.
An American woman hasn't won an individual medal at the Olympics since 2002. Aaron Jackson's 100 meters away from the finish. Here she comes, the world number one, headed for the line. Aaron Jackson is into the lead!
Jackson is the first black woman to win a speed skating medal at the Olympics. With 12 gold medals, Norway has won the most gold at the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, followed by Germany with 9 golds and the U.S. with 7 gold medals. Norway also holds the most medals overall this year at 26. Add your name to join with those committed to pray for persecuted Christians in China throughout the Beijing Olympic Games. Go to PrayForChina2022.com. That's PrayForChina2022.com. COVID-19 restrictions appear to be dropping like flies in the U.S. and Canada as people protest across the country. The Canadian provinces of Alberta, Manitoba, and Ontario announced they will lift some or all of their COVID-19 restrictions in the coming months. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. dropped its COVID shot mandate for businesses yesterday. Last week, the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul dropped similar mandates. Pew Research reports that fewer Americans are satisfied with the COVID-19 response of officials compared with last year. The West Virginia State House passed a bill yesterday to ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The bill heads to the state Senate as West Virginia joins Arizona and Florida in seeking to pass anti-abortion legislation similar to that in Mississippi. The U.S. Supreme Court is reviewing Mississippi's pro-life law in a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade. A report from the National Marriage Project found that the convention of marrying older, over the age of 25, does not produce more stable marriages compared with those who marry younger, between the ages of 20 and 24. The report found that early marriages may enjoy slightly higher relationship quality than later marriages, and the Wall Street Journal found that some of the lowest divorce rates are among people who marry directly in their 20s without living in sin. Proverbs 5, verse 18 says, "Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth." And finally, when was the last time you heard of a country's president accompanying a student to school so they wouldn't be bullied? Last week, the president of North Macedonia, a country north of Greece, walked 11-year-old Embla Adimi to her school in the western city of Gostivar. Because she has Down syndrome, Embla's school made her study alone because the other students' parents did not want their children around her. President Stevo Penderovsky called the policy unacceptable and proved his point by walking Embla to school and taking the time to talk with her parents. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.